Put your hands together for my friend, Reverend Fletcher Rutherford. Hallelujah.
Now let's turn it over to Jesus. Come on and give him some praise. He's worthy to be praised. What you need, God's got it. He's got everything you need. What you need, God's got it. He's got everything you need. What you need, God's got it. He's got everything you need. What you need, God's got it. He's got everything you need. What you need, God's got it. He's got everything you need. What you need, God's got it. He's got everything you need. If you need some love, God's got it. He's got everything you need. If you need more love, God's got it. He's got everything you need. If you need more peace, God's got it. He's got everything you need. If you need more peace, God's got it. He's got it. What you need, if you need, God's got it, God's got it. What you need, what you need, God's got it. He's got everything you need. What you need, God's got it. He's got everything you need. If you need more joy, God's got it. He's got everything you need. If you need more joy, God's got it. He's got everything you need. What you need, what you need, what you need, God's got it. God's got it. God's got it. You need some love? God's got it. You need some peace? God's got it. If you need some joy, God's got it. What you need? What you need? Whatever you need, God's got it. God's got it. What you need? What you need? God's got it. He's got everything you need. What you need, God's got it. He's got everything you need. Come on and give God some praise. Come on and give him some praise. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. You may be seated. Open your Bibles to the book of Psalms, chapter 13. Book of Psalms, chapter 13. You got to say amen. Verse 1, it says, how long wilt thou forget me, O Lord? Forever? How long wilt thou hide thy face from me? How long shall I take counsel in my soul, having sorrow in my heart daily? How long shall mine enemy be exalted over me? Consider and hear me, O Lord, my God. Lighten mine eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death. Lest mine enemy say, I have prevailed against him. And those that trouble me rejoice when I am moved. But I have trusted in thy mercy. My heart shall rejoice in thy salvation. I will sing unto the Lord because he has dealt bountifully with me. Look over at your neighbor and say, neighbor, I feel like celebrating. David here is praying unto God. And if you notice in the first four verses, he's kind of repeating himself. In other words, he got some trouble. They are mounted up on him. He done did a lot for God. He done been through many battles and many trials and many circumstances and many situations. But here he is crying out to God, how long wilt thou forget me? In other words, what he's really doing, he's interrogating God. Asking God all of these questions, trying to negotiate for God to move ahead of his time and move in his time. A lot of us got so many problems, we got them every day. And sometimes we go through and we pray and we get the victory. But sometimes they come so fast and they come so many. And they mount up on you, and sometimes it weights you down until you don't know where you're going or coming. Your trials got you, and they turning you every which way but loose. That's what David is doing here. He said, Lord, he said, will I forget me? Will I forget about what I've done? Will you forget me, God? Will you let me down in this problem? Will you let me down in this situation? Will you let me down in this circumstances? Will you forget about me? Will you turn your back on me? Will you turn your face away from me? He said, how long thou forget me, O Lord, Jehovah? Not only Elohim the creator, but Jehovah in covenant relations. See, David remembered the covenant. In covenant relation to those that he have created. He said, you created me. Are you going to leave me in this mess? But sometimes you just got to look back over your life and see how far God done brought you. And you got to realize one thing, that he's the same God yesterday, today, and forever. If he brought you out 10 years ago, he haven't lost any power to bring you out today. If he brought you out from your problems yesteryear, he's the same God that will deliver you in the time of your troubles today. I don't know about you, but when trouble come up on us, glory to God, we should learn one thing. We should learn how to celebrate. We ought to tell our soul, I don't care what the problem is. I don't care what I'm going through. I know that my God is able to deliver me. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to celebrate. I'm going to glorify your name because I'm glad that I'm going through. See, I'm going through so that I can be a little stronger when I come out. I'm going through so I'm going to be a little pure when I come out. I'm going through so, glory to God, I have some more faith the next time I go through. I'm going through so that when I get out, I can praise your name. But God, I'm not going to wait till I get out. I'm going to celebrate right now in the midst of my trouble because I know I'm coming out. And when I come out, I'm going to have a greater celebration. Hallelujah. Come on and give us some praise. Will I forget me? How long? In other words, until when, Lord? When is this? This is, you know, I ask myself that a lot of times. Well, I'm really asking God. You know, God, when? You know, I done seen people get victories. I done seen people get healed. And I shouldn't even go there because then that's where God just cut me off right there. You know, I try to get a little bit more in before I go to something he done for me. See, because when I get to the healing, he done healed me. So God will, you know, I said, okay, God, I'm going to shut my mouth. I don't have to go any farther. I'm just going to stop right now and celebrate your name. Because I know the next trial that I go through, you're going to be there. David is saying, until when? God, how long is this stuff got to be going on? How many of them ask yourself, how long do this stuff going to go on, God? When am I going to get some R&R? Let me tell you something. When you're on the battlefield, there's no R&R. There's no rest and recuperation. God said, I'm your rest and I'm your peace. I'm your strength. I'm your joy. So that means one thing, that I can go through the storm. And while I'm going through the storm, I got joy. The joy of the Lord will be my strength. And when I'm going through the storm, I got some peace. The peace of God that surpasses my understanding. Glory to God. When I'm going through this thing, I know one thing. I got one thing in my mind, that I'm going to make it over. I got one thing in my mind, that I'm going to make it through. Glory to God. I got one thing in my mind. I might be roughed up, knocked down, kicked about. I may get scarred. I may get wounded. Glory to God. But my God is a healer. Glory to God. While he's delivering me, he can heal me. While he's delivering me, glory to God, he can give me peace. While he's delivering me, he can give me joy. Glory to God. That's why I'm going to hold on to God's unchanging hand, because he don't change. Glory to God. What's the problem is that we got to change. We got to believe him and trust in him with all our heart and all our mind, and lean not to our own stinking thinking. Glory to God. But lift up the name of Jesus and begin to celebrate and tell God how much you love him. Tell God how much you appreciate him. Tell God how much he is the power of all heaven and earth. Glory to God. Tell God, glory to God, lift him up and glory by his name. And when you glorify his name, God will come to your rescue, and he will surely deliver you and bring you out. You want to get out quick? Start praising God. Hallelujah. You won't even know you've been in the storm when you start praising God. When you keep on going, not according to your feeling, your emotion, and your condition, looking past the condition and past your emotions, just like Jesus did. He looked past our faults and saw our need. When they was beating him and whipping him with the cat of nine tails and laid his back over, he looked past all of that and he saw you and I. He saw the need that we have, need that he go through this thing, that he go through this trial, that he come out, glory to God, that he deliver us. It said Jesus hadn't went through, we'd have never been delivered, but he went through so that we can be delivered. Glory to God. When they spat up on him, when they plucked his beard, and when they talked about it, he looked past all of that and saw our need. Let me tell you something today, Satan. You got to look past your circumstance, past your situation, glory to God, and you got to see Jesus, the one who finished. Glory to God. You got to see Jesus, because he's waiting for you to come on through. Glory to God, so that you can glorify his name in victory. Glory to God. You got to lift up his mighty name, no matter what kind of problem you're going through. It don't matter. Glory to God. God created us in his image and his likeness. Glory to God. He did not fail, and neither shall ye fail. Glory to God. But God is on our side, and God is lifting us up, and God is taking us through. Hallelujah. You got to look past all them circumstances and situations. See, that's what weighed us down so much. We got to look past like Jesus did. We got to look past and see the real need like Jesus did. David is praying here. He's talking about himself. God, he said, consider me, like God had never considered him. Consider me. Hear me. God can hear you when your lips ain't moving. God can hear you when you're sleeping. God can hear you when you wake up. God can hear you. In other words, God can hear you in the midst of your storm. He can hear you in the midst of the clouds that you're going through, and when the rain is and the thunder and the lightning and all of them troubles and all of that stuff. Glory to God. When you get your mind off of him, God still can hear you. Glory to God. And God is still able to bring you out. David said, consider and hear me, O my Lord God. Lighten my eyes, lest I sleep a sleep of death. See, God got to wake us up sometime, glory to God, before we can see who he really is. God, that's why he sent us through the trial. glory to God, so that he can lighten my eyes and open up our mind so that we can see who he really is. He's still the God of Jehovah. He's still Elohim, glory to God. He's still the glorious one. He's still a mighty fire. He's still a mighty warrior. He's still God Almighty. He's still the creator, glory to God. God have not changed, glory to God. God come to change you and I. He come to refresh us. He come to revive us and to renew our mind, glory to God, so that we don't have to come before him interrogating him and negotiating any settlement, anything. God, Jesus done already settled. He done already done it all. All we got to do is hold on to his unchanging hand, and God will lead us through all the time. Hallelujah. He said, lest mine enemy say I have prevailed against him. And see, when people see you going through something, you ever know, I notice this about saints. Might seem like I ain't looking sometimes, but I observe. Not only the saints of God, but people that ain't saints. Some that say they're saints. Praise God. Observe. They're always looking to find some fault in you. But Jesus looked past the fault and saw the need. And since we are made in his image and his likeness, we got to start looking past the fault and see the need. Some people try to judge you by the expression on your face. They try to do like the witches do. I feel that spirit. And it's their own spirit talking to them, telling them something about that person that they don't even know anything about. Haven't heard no story, don't know any story, but they are making up one. Why? Because they are listening to themselves. But you got to listen to that inner man called Jesus, glory to God, the one who knows all, hears all, and sees all, the one that can instruct you in righteousness, the one that can lead you and guide you along life pathway, glory to God. Sometimes you just have to stop and shake yourself and shut yourself down completely. Shut yourself all the way down where there's nobody but your soul in Jesus. Shut up your natural eyes. Shut up your natural ear. Cut off that natural mind, glory to God, so that the mind of Christ can start talking and the mind of Christ can direct you, glory to God. You got to shut yourself all the way down, and then you can, and only then can you glorify God, and only then will you recognize who he is in your problems, glory to God. But you got to do something first. You got to get rid of all of that junk that you've been carrying, glory to God, all of the weight, all of the trouble. Did he not say, cast it all up on me, for he cared for you? You got to get rid of it, glory to God, so that God can glorify his name in your body. Hallelujah. Shut yourself down completely. Cast them conditions out. We wake up every morning, go to bed worried, wake up worried. If you're not careful, you will. You'll go to bed worried, you'll wake up worried. If you go to bed worried and you start having them old bad dreams, that's because you went to bed worried. When you wake up, you're all worn out. That's because you worried all through the night. And when you wake up, you're so tired, and you say, I've been taking my vitamins and all that stuff. Why am I so tired? Because God and the old man have been fighting all night. Ain't no negotiating going on. You can't negotiate with God. His word is yea, nay, and amen, every settled in heaven. He ain't going to change his word. He's the same yesterday. The word is the same yesterday, today, and forever. It's the same power yesterday, today, and forever. It's the same joy yesterday, today, and forever. It's the same peace yesterday, today, and forever. It's the same deliverance yesterday, today, and forever. It will deliver you out of your problem.
Your problem is different from my problem. But that deliverance power that was yesterday can deliver you today. Glory to God. Why? Because God is Almighty God. And God changed now. His word changed now. His power changed now. His hand changed now. His ears changed now. His eyes changed now. Why? He's God that's living on the inside of us. That glorious life that Jesus came to earth and he gave his people to have that life and to live unto him. Hallelujah.
He said, and those that trouble me rejoice when I move. See, them the ones that are always looking at you, is trying to find something. You know, if you're praising God, you ever notice you're praising God and you're doing all you can do, living for God. And it's really sometimes people get jealous of it because you're praising God. Don't seem like you got no problems. And they start looking at you just to try to find something. And if they just find a little bitty thing. You know they say, if you get a devil an inch, you take a mile. If they find a little bitty thing, they'll stretch it into a mile. And then they'll go praying and carrying on. Like David here. David praying over and over again. God, he said, they're going to prevail against me if you don't come to my rescue. He said, those that trouble me all the time, those trials that trouble you all the time, those trials that come against you all the time, he said, they're going to take me under. If you don't come, God, and he's trying to negotiate now, you got to move now. God move in his own time, by his own will and his own power. He don't need no man instructing him. That's why he said, who is man that I'm mindful of him? Hallelujah. David said, I'm moved. Those that trouble me rejoice when I move. Yeah, they rejoice, and you think they rejoicing. You look over there at somebody, and you say, I wonder what they've been saying about me. Ain't nobody been talking about you. That's your old nature telling you to look over there. That's why you got to shut yourself all the way down sometimes and close those old natural eyes and those old natural ears and that natural mind and that natural will and ways. Glory to God. And let God have his will and his way in your life. And when you do that, then you can see God. Then you can be led by the Spirit. Then you can walk in the Spirit. That's what we're supposed to. We're supposed to be walking and moving and living in him. Not in this flesh, although we are in it. We don't war after. People watching you. You start imagining. They talking about me. I know. I've been there. But I graduated. See, we got to graduate. We got to move to the next level. Verse 5 and 6. We got to move to the next level. See, when David came to his senses and realized what he was going through and realized what he was doing, then he came to his senses in verse 5. He said, but I have trusted in thy mercy. My heart shall rejoice in thy salvation. In other words, I have trusted, I have confided in you, God. I have confided in your loving kindness and your grace. My heart shall rejoice in thy salvation. The word salvation here means something saved. That is deliverance and aid and victory and prosperity. Talking about your health and your welfare, your well-being. God got our life in his hand. He know all about us. David come to his senses. He said, my heart shall what? Rejoice. In other words, I feel like celebrating now since I came to my senses. I feel like going home. Glory to God. I feel like giving God some praise. Let me tell you something. Just like the Spirit of God moved this morning. Glory to God. I just felt like celebrating now. I felt no matter how you celebrate, you can cry and celebrate. You can jump and celebrate. You can clap your hands and celebrate. You can lift up your voice and celebrate. But you got to have a desire to celebrate God and to lift up his holy name. David said, I want to rejoice now. I done come to my senses. I want to rejoice. I will sing unto the Lord because he has dealt bountifully with me. What do you mean? God haven't killed me. I've done all that complaining over there. He didn't kill me. He dealt bountifully with me in the past. In other words, the things that you're going through, God will compensate you. Hallelujah. The things that you're going through, God will compensate you. He'll move your enemy so that you can have peace. He'll move your enemy so that you can have joy. He moves your enemy so that you can have rest. So what do we got to do? We got to lift up God and trust him all the time. That life that God gave us is in you and I. If it was not for his life, we wouldn't be living. I find out one thing about this life that Jesus gave us, himself. One thing about this life, you may be in pain, but life keep on living. You may be down and out, but life lives through that gloom. Keep on living. When Jesus came to this earth, he went through everything that we are going through, but he didn't die. He kept on living. Because that life came from the Father, and that life was in him, and he is in you and I, so we got to keep on living. You may pain a little bit. You may hurt every now and then. You might have some problems in your body physically, but the life got to keep on living. You can't kill this life. It's going to go on anyway. It's going to go through the pain. It's going to go through the sadness. It's going to go through the sorrow. It's going to live all the way home. Glory to God. Come on and give God some praise. This life that God given us lives through your circumstances. Lives through. Keep on living. Keep on living. Jesus had his life. He kept on living. That life kept on living all the way to Calvary. All the way to the cross. We got to live this life that God has given us all the way home. And let me tell you something. You're going to have some problem all the way home. So you might as well say to your soul, I'm going to celebrate. Ain't no sense of me being sorry in this thing. Ain't no sense of me being, if I be knocked down, I'm just going to get back up, break myself off and start all over again. But I'm going to celebrate my God. I'm going to lift up his name and I'm going to glorify him in my problems, in my circumstances, that he be glorified in this earth through his people. Glory to God. Everybody stand. I feel like celebrating. So you got to talk to yourself all the time when you're going through. You just can't sit down and do nothing. This life is always moving. It's full. It's got everything that you have need of. It's not dead, it's living. It died, but it rose again. So that what? You and I can live. So we got to keep on living this life that God has given us. Don't you know he's going to hold us accountable for this life? That's his life. He's going to hold us accountable. This gift that he gave us, he's going to hold us accountable. He's going to, when you stand before him, he's going to ask you, he's going to open the book to see how well you ran the race. See how much did you endure. See how well did you persevere. See how much did you eat at his table. I don't know about you, but I want to have the best record I can ever have. I'm not going to have a perfect record because I'm not perfect. Glory to God. But if I do all that I can do, and if when I done all I can do, the Bible says stand. And God will see you through. So when I stand before him, I want to hear him say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Why? Because I did all I can do. And God come along and do the rest. Hallelujah. Come on and give God some praise. If you're tired of carrying the baggage you've been carrying today, and all of us have been carrying something, we got pain in our body, pressure on our minds, so many things happen all at once, you know, it almost drives you out of your mind. If you want prayer for things like that, come on down in the altar tonight. Come on down. Praise God. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, bless my brother, oh Lord God. Father, you know the circumstances that he faces, God, that come up on him to toss and turn him, God, and turn him upside down. But you came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. God, that life that's in him is your life. And God, he's living that life to glorify your name. Yea, the enemy may come against you, my son. But yea, I have conquered the enemy and I have overcame its ways. And yea, I have overcame its will and its thoughts. So yea, confide in me. And yea, I shall speak unto thee and I shall lead thee and I shall guide thee along life's narrow pathway. For I am with thee whithersoever thou goest. And I shall never leave thee nor forsake thee, said God. Hallelujah. Come on and give him some praise. God bless this little one.